I don't think going out on a date make you a slut, but having sex with different men makes you a slut.
Well, what does it make you if you have sex with different women?
A slut maker. By popular demand, slut maker t-shirt, now available, thefallenstate.tv, hashtag slut maker, thefallenstate.tv. The Fallen State is amazing. Subscribe now. Welcome to The Fallen State. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. My guest today has a shocking claim about American history, and it's so perfect because this month, July, is White History Month, and we're all celebrating White History Month. And by the way, happy White History Month. I really appreciate the feedback I've been getting about White History. I have with me Dr. David Imhotep, right?
Mm.
Dr. David Imhotep. He is a professor and historian with a PhD in ancient African studies. He is the author of The First Americans Were Africans Revisited. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not.
Yeah. Are you going to celebrate it with us, White History Month?
Oh, but of course. I'll be the first one there.
Right on. So I really appreciate that. So is it true that you call yourself an Afrotologist? Afrotologist?
Yeah.
And what is an Afrotologist?
It's a person who studies African studies and history and movements and things of that nature.
What made you decide, you know, I'm walking down the road and you decided one day, I want to become an Afrotologist.
Well, I guess the first thing that got me into it was the study of religion and to get into the history of the religions and different things of that nature. And then I saw that Africa was missing, you know, and I said, wait a minute.
A little louder for me?
Yes, yes. I was saying that Africa was missing, and especially history courses that I've taken all my life.
Right.
Africa's missing, and they have... They have us coming out of Africa as slaves, and that's where they start our history, and nothing can be further from the truth. We go back hundreds of thousands of years.
And when you say they, who are you referring to?
The powers that be, the school systems.
And so black Americans were not added in the history books while you were going through school?
Yeah, other than slavery.
Okay. And so that's why you got into this?
Yes.
I read that you were the first person to hold a PhD in ancient African history.
Mm-hmm.
And so did they already have this happening, or you introduced the course to the school?
It took me almost a year to introduce it and to have it accepted.
And now it's pretty popular. Is it in most schools now?
No.
It's not?
No.
Is it only at this one particular school?
Yes.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Why is it difficult to get this into schools?
I believe we could ask Trump that question.
Who?
Trump, number 45.
Oh.
I mean, the environment is not conducive to that realm, and it's suppressed.
So you believe that President Trump is holding it back?
Oh no, I mean that was a joke. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I was going to say he's on the internet.
Yeah, it's that type of thought process where we've been suppressed, and you know, if I don't want to get into the politics, I'll stop that question.
Over the years, the so-called civil rights leaders and others have not pushed to get the contributions that black Americans made to this country in the history books.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they created something called Black History Month,
mm-hmm.
instead of getting into the books. Do you celebrate Black History Month?
Oh, yes.
You do?
But you'll notice it's the shortest month of the year.
Yeah. How mm-hmm. nice is that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so why didn't they fight to get the contributions that blacks made into the history books rather than fighting for a month of celebration?
Okay, I really couldn't tell you why. I would think possibly for control.
To control the people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. They didn't want black Americans, and this included so-called black politicians mm-hmm. and black leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want, they do not want blacks to be in control of their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever confronted any of them? Like the so-called civil rights leaders, the black politicians and preachers and others who have not fought to get black history in the history books?
Not confrontational, but in conversation, yes, many times.
Imhotep, is that an African name?
Yes.
What was your name prior to that?
David Jones. Can you
really?
Davy Jones Locker. Can you imagine that?
David
up?
Jones. That's amazing.
Yes.
I would have never, if I had to take a guess,
yeah,
I would have never called you David Jones.
Thank you.
But that's a nice name. I have an uncle-in-law who married one of my aunt.
Okay.
And his name is David Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And so
okay,
that's pretty fitting.
Mm-hmm.
What made you get rid of your American name and take on the African name?
It's not my name. It was a white slave master who had relations with one of his slaves. And they took on the name of Jones. Yeah, in Alabama.
Are you from Alabama?
No.
Oh, I see. And so that's why you didn't want that name?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How old were you when you changed the name from American name to an African name?
Oh, in my 20s.
What good did it do you to change your name to African, to an African name? How did it impact your life?
Some people love it, some people don't like it.
And how about you? How did it personally impact your life?
It went along with the pride issue and the historical issue.
So it made you feel proud to have an African name?
Yes, especially Imhotep. He was the one who built the and designed and built the first pyramid.
That's amazing. And he was your cousin?
Sorry?
He was related to you?
Oh, no.
Just the name.
You know, it goes around back about 70,000 years ago.
Oh, I see.
Where they built that first pyramid.
So you wrote a book called The First Americans Were Africans.
Right.
Documented evidence. What's your proof of that?
I have, this is one of the things I was discussing with the ladies, document evidence. I have 17 different pieces of evidence. Usually it takes 3 or 4 to be succinct, and 5 is enough. But I have 17. And the first is DNA. And I could stop right there. But, I mean, it goes on and on and on, 17 different.
So you claim that black people were the first people, period,
yes,
in America.
Mm-hmm.
Was it called America at the time?
No, the first references that I've read, they called it Turtle Island. The so-called Indians called it Turtle Island.
So the Indians were not here when the black folks got here?
Well,
arrived?
Yes and no. They were here in color, but they weren't here in culture. You see, black folks have been coming to the Americas for hundreds of thousands of years. And the oldest recognized and date is 130,000 years ago in Mexico. They've had some dating, radiocarbon dating of bones, and they found that they were back to between 120 to 135,000 years old. So we've been coming here since then. And as far as the name Indians, well, first of all, we know that it was named by the white folks who came over, you know, who thought they had discovered India. I mean, not discovered, but they thought they had reached India.
Oh, I see. Oh, but, yeah. You believe that black people were the first people, human beings in America, and what happened was the blacks came, and then eventually the Chinese came, right?
Okay, yes.
The Asian people came.
Yes, and the Pope Laval is the most, is the Bible of the first Asians who came over. That was their Bible, called the Pope Laval. And in their Bible, it shows that they said they came over 2600 BC. So Africans had been here for hundreds of thousands of years. And cultures change every 25 years to 30 years. So in 100,000 years, that's what, 45,000 different times cultures changed. So they morphed into another people, whereas the people in Africa still had their cultures and everything. In America, they slowly changed. They said wearing feathers and doing other things. So culturally, they had changed, but with the DNA and genetic history, that didn't change. So, you know, when the Asians come over, they mix their blood.
With the blacks.
Okay, with the blacks. And that is where the so-called Indian or red man come from.
So the blacks and the Asians, the Chinese, they were Chinese?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say Chinese, I'd say Asians.
Asian, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they came and they had sex together.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the white man came, he saw them, mm-hmm. and he thought that they were Indians?
Yes, that's a free call. He thought they were Indians because he thought they were in India.
So if that's true, how come the Chinese have those little eyes things,
okay,
where blacks have wide eyes?
Well, not all of them do. And their eyes came from the, if you could look at the Khoisan people in South Africa, they had those same eyes.
Oh, okay.
The Khoisan goes way back, some of the first people, cultures in Africa.
That's amazing. And so why didn't the blacks, if it's true that blacks were the first here, mm-hmm. why didn't they build America? Why were they just hanging out in the woods smoking
so, where'd you get that information? Basically, smoking a peep pipe?
That's marijuana.
Yes.
It was marijuana, right?
Yes, that's what I understand. It were a few things, but
they
that's one
it
of them.
Something else.
Yeah.
But why didn't they build America rather than just hang out in the woods?
Well, that's another misnomer. There are pyramids all the way from Canada to not just South America, but Antarctica. There are pyramids in Antarctica. You can Google Earth. They have been covered by snow, you know, but because of a global warming, some of the pyramids have warmed up down to halfway, and you can see, obviously, it's a pyramid shape. Now, when I first saw that, there were five up there. Now they took down a few of them. I think there's only about three different pictures you can find. But they're all over the planet, pyramids. And only Africans made pyramids. No other people made pyramids. And I'm talking every continent on the planet.
That's amazing. And so did the Asians eventually go back home? Did they stay or did they leave?
Well, some left, some came back home. And same thing with Africans. Some came over here and some went back.
How did the blacks get here from Africa?
In that same Pope of All book, they talked about how the Olmecs came in ships of bark. Now, why would they have to differentiate? Why couldn't they just say ships? Because all ships, what people thought were made of wood. But no, they said they came in ships of bark. So the differentiation came because the first people who, you see, the Olmecs were called the mother civilization of the Americas, all right? But when they got here, there were blacks who had been here hundreds of thousands of years, okay? So those people were that we call the grandmother civilization, and they were the little people. They were the pygmies.
That's amazing.
Yes, all over the planet, the pygmies, so-called pygmies.
The Indians are not going to be happy with you claiming that they came from black people.
Well, some black people
because
aren't
they don't
happy to
like
be black.
Black people.
Some black people are not happy to be black. Sucking their lips, put Noxzema on their face, try to get noses that are
but
thin.
They're not going to like that, though.
Well, some of them do. I've been because I have in my lineage I have Navajo and Arapaho.
And so, are you a Navajo or Arapaho?
Neither one. I'm a, as you can see with my complexion, I'm everything. I've got
meaning
a little
what?
Bit of thing.
Meaning what?
I have African. I have Caucasian blood way back. I have Indian blood, so-called Indian culture blood.
So there's no such thing as Indians. Those are really black people, black and Asian mixed together.
Blacks who morphed into Indians for hundreds of thousands of years, and at the very end, you have the combination to make the red man, yes.
How do you know what you believe is true, absolute truth?
Because of evidence. And as I said, I have 17 pieces of evidence. I can read you that list if
you... When you say DNA proves it, how does DNA prove that you're right?
Okay, well, they took blood of different black Americans all over, and the same thing in Africa. And they saw that they had the same different types of blood types and other things that come together to make your hemoglobin. So it was traceable.
And where can we find that?
You can find one of the best places is Dr. Clyde Winters, who does incredible studies on that and has gotten that from different white scientists, because all white folks are not prejudiced. You know, all white folks are not bad and all black folks are not good.
Right.
So you have a little bit of everything. So
it's hard to know what the truth is with this kind of stuff because every race want to prove that they were the first on earth and everybody came from them. So there's this battle going on of egos trying to prove that they are better than the other race and so on and so on. So it's hard to really know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that Columbus did not discover America.
Columbus not only did he not discover America, he never stepped on the continent of America. He was in the islands. His brother did later, but he never touched the Americas.
And so you're saying he did not discover America?
For white people.
He discovered for white people?
He discovered America for white folks.
But not for the rest of the folks?
Of course, because we're already here. The Indians were black folks.
So I want to ask again, why, if blacks were first here, why didn't they build a country?
Okay.
You said they built the pyramid, but why didn't they go beyond that, you know, generation after generation?
They did. They had cities, they had towns, they had road systems, they had pyramids, they had temples, and I'm talking about all three Americas. And most of them were mowed down. People, they don't want this history out. But some of the pyramids they left, even in North America, but Central America and South America still have pyramids. Yeah, the Pyramid of the Moon, it has not been touched. The Pyramid of the Sun, Tiahuanaco in Central America and Mexico. But no, they had farms. These cavalry troops would come in to destroy these people, and they found they didn't just live in teepees. They had pueblo. They had all different types of businesses. They had farms. As I was saying, our acres and acres of corn and different things, beans and whatnot.
All over this country?
All over this country. Not as many, of course, but there were millions of people living in the Americas.
And so... you believe that black people are the first people on earth, not only in this country, but the first people on earth, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said before, genetically speaking, physically speaking, you look at white people, they have white skin. The differentiation comes in different tones of skin, but it's still white. And different eyes. That's the major thing, is their eyes and their hair were different colors, all right? And they're... When you get to black folks, you have far larger and longer differentiations because we've been here on the planet so long. We are the shortest people in the world, pygmies.
The largest people in the world?
The pygmies, of course.
Oh, the pygmies are black people too?
Yes. getting beyond that, then you have the tallest people in the world, Watusis, and those type of people were the tallest. Then you go to the skin. The whitest people are albinos, okay? A black person can be an albino, or right. He can be the darkest person in the world. So because we've been on the planet so long, the differentiation and changes had slowly gone out. Whereas the whites are their differentiation is not as long. So as I said, there's just 17 different pieces of information where I show that we've been here longer than anyone else.
I know you don't talk about religion, but is this in the Bible too, that blacks were the first on earth?
I don't get into that.
Have you ever? I know you don't want to discuss religion or politics, but is it written in the Bible that, as far as you know, that black people were the first on earth, the first black man that God created? I mean, the first man that God created was a black man.
I've never read that.
Oh, okay. If it's true that black people were the first, why is that important? Why is it important?
Why is it important?
Yes.
You look at whites. Why is it important for them to be white?
Why is it important what?
Yeah, to them be white. White privilege. White this, white that. Everything you see. If you don't read black history books, you would think that that whites built civilization, built this, did that, did everything. So when a black child grows up in that type of environment, what does it make them feel like? How do they feel? You know, they say that that black children are the first to walk, the first to read, the first to talk. They're the first to think about this, that, and the other. And this comes from different scientific books. Okay?
Meaning that a black child is first to talk before a white child or any other child?
Well, I mean, this is what I read.
Did you believe that? So you don't believe that then?
I'm not saying I do, I'm not saying I don't. I haven't tested the children. Could be true, could be false.
So if it's true that blacks were the first on earth, God created the black man first, what happened to black people? Why are they so screwed up? And not all, but most. They're not smart. They don't create. They destroy. What? They are even destroying the football team, the NFL. Now, when you just screw up the football.
Watch out.
Yeah, when you mess up football, you know you got some issues. Does that change black people in any way to know that they were first on earth? Why are they smart enough to show that they were first? Why are they allowing everybody else to outsmart them and outdo them?
The majority aren't taught anything about that. They don't talk about that in their families. They're the majority. But there are plenty of black folks who know something about their history, and there's some who know a lot about their history.
Well, they may know about the history, but they're not productive people. You don't really see them. They're not building a rocket ship to the moon, or they're not building a nice neighborhood. They destroy a neighborhood. Even when the white man gives them a nice neighborhood, they turn it into a ghetto. The former Messiah, Obama.
Okay.
They gave Obama a chance, the first black president, to be the president of the greatest country in the world. And what did he do?
Okay.
Turn it into a ghetto. How come, if they're so smart and they're the first, why don't they create rather than destroy?
Well, going to another point you were talking about, why don't they create different things? They did create back in the day.
I'm talking about now, over the last 1,150 years.
Let me finish my point, okay? Not only did they create things on Earth, but did you know that there are pyramids on Mars?
But we can't live in no pyramid. Are you saying they went up there and created pyramids?
How did they get there? Look, not only are there pyramids on Mars, they have them put out in mathematical maps, and then they have a mountain that was carved with a man's face and looked like he had an Egyptian type garb on. Now, if you are a Martian and you're proud of your people, wouldn't you be making images of your people? Why make one of a humanoid?
Well, how did
you know we don't make pictures of Martians, so we know that there's a good possibility that the pyramids are from here, and so are the people.
Have you seen them?
I've seen Richard Hoagland, who was part of the space program, was showing them for a while, and then he was shut down. Richard Hoagland's a white fellow.
Oh, he is? And he was trying to prove that black people went to the, you said
not
the moon?
Not prove, but he was showing that.
On
he was
Mars?
Showing, yeah, on Mars, that there's pyramids, and there's a human being's face on Mars.
So if this is true, I still want to know, what's wrong with black people now? They don't act like they're the smartest. They don't perform as though they're the smartest or the first.
What are you talking about?
Why are they leading the way in morality and building?
Are you saying the majority now? You're saying the majority.
Right, majority of blacks are screwed up.
Okay.
Well, not all, but most. If they're so smart, why don't they act like it?
You know about suppression.
But you can't suppress a smart man, especially if he's the first on earth.
Mm-hmm.
That cannot be done. Why is it happening to them if they're the first on earth?
My specialty. I could not tell you why.
But during the study, when you wonder, wow, if this is true, the first man that God made in his image was first on earth, mm-hmm. What's wrong with him now that he's so defeated?
See, this is getting into politics.
And no, this is not politics. I just want to understand what happened to their smartness.
I'm a historian, and I talk about the history.
Right, so what happened to their smartness?
I don't know.
And you don't wonder about that?
Of course.
And you haven't come up with an answer?
No, because that's not my thing.
So you're not writing and discovering in order to answer questions? You're just doing it just to be doing it?
Of course not.
Are you doing it to answer questions?
I'm doing it to educate our people and to let them know what they did. They had a wonderful past, and what they did before, they can do it again.
But if they don't understand what went wrong, how can they do it again? They need to know why they are so mm-hmm. low on the totem pole mm-hmm. in order to overcome it, and you're not giving that answer.
That's not my area. That's like in a car. One man doesn't build the motor and the seats and the color, and they said they specialize. And that's what I've done. I specialized.
But information without solutions is no good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not good enough to just have information without solution. Everybody got information.
I've got a solution.
What's that?
To how to get out of this, and that is to educate our children from this tall about our history so that they are not in the frame of mind that I grew up with, that white is right and black is bad. Big lips, big noses are terrible. What? Then why is it then that the whites jump out with the first piece, not whites, but some white folks, want to get tans all the time? Why do they want to look like us if they don't want to be like us? Okay, what did
I don't think they want to look like the blacks. They just want a nice tan. But they don't want to be nice that tan. Black.
Why?
Because you can't see them, the skin too much.
Right. And then, but then they have blacks who like to put Noxzema and different things on their skin to get lighter. So it's both ways.
You mentioned,
some want to be white if they're black, and some want to be black if they're white. So.
You mentioned white supremacists. You believe there's such a thing as white supremacy?
What?
Do you believe there's such a thing as white supremacy?
Of course I do.
Where's the proof of it?
What's the proof of it?
Yes.
Now we'll get into politics again.
But this is not politics. This is about dealing with people's lives and stuff.
I don't
like
get
that.
Into that.
But where's the proof of white supremacy? You made the statement just now. Where's the proof of it?
Yeah, well, open your eyes and look. Look at the world.
I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No.
Well, good. You're happier than I am.
I'm happier than you?
Yes.
And what do you mean by that?
Because I see it every day.
And give me one example of it.
The Klan.
The Klans?
The Klans. Ku Klux Klan.
But that just was this angry, hateful group of people who are mad. Like Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter is a black, radical, evil, agitative organization that was founded by a bunch of black lesbians and black homosexuals and radical white social justice warriors. And
are you against them?
They're worse than the Klan. So
are you against the lesbians and the homosexuals?
I'm against the radical ones. There are some people who are stuck in the lifestyle and they don't want to be there. They just don't know how to overcome. But I'm against the radical ones who are trying to indoctrinate. Okay. You support homosexuality?
Any human being can be whatever they want to be.
And so are you saying that homosexuality is all right? It's fine?
As long as they do whatever they want to do and don't harm anyone else.
But they're harming themselves.
Well, it's a matter of opinion.
You think they were created by God to be a homosexual?
Do I think that?
Yes.
I have no idea.
But you accept it as, do you accept it as a norm?
As a norm?
Yes.
Do I accept it?
As a norm or an abnormal lifestyle.
When I grew up, I didn't know anything about homosexuals.
Yeah, me either.
So not until I became a teenager.
So do you see it as an abnormal lifestyle or a normal lifestyle? Now that you're an adult man.
Well, it's, from what I've read in the history books, the Greeks are the ones that introduced that. But
the Greeks?
That's what I've read. I don't know if that's true or not.
Were the Greeks black?
First, everything was black.
Right, so that's what I'm asking. So the Greeks were black and they were homosexuals?
Well, I'm talking about Alexandria and those Greeks.
Oh, after the black man.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure there might have been, I'm sure there were homosexuals before white folks, too, because, you know, we've been around so long, a lot of things have been, tried and found that they were not good or whatever. I mean, we've been here for so long, so many different things have been tried and thrown away, and some have been accepted.
And so, so your only proof of white supremacy is the KKK?
My only proof?
Right. To you. You mentioned the KKK. Is there anything else to prove that white supremacy exists?
Is there anything else? You have to ask someone else that who was better versed on that, who would give you a better, intelligent answer.
But why do you believe something?
This is what I talk about right here.
Why do you
believe? I don't get into that politics, and you're trying to get me into politics.
No, it's not politics.
Well, I don't want to talk about that.
Why do you believe something that doesn't?
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. That's not on my agenda.
Let's talk about, so I started White History Month this month. It's the first time I ever had it. And the reason I started it.
You started?
Yes. July 1 to the whole month is White History Month. And the reason that I started it is because we have so-called Black History Month. Mm-hmm. We have Women History Month. We have Mexican History Month. We have Japanese History Month. We have Homosexual History Month, the whole month of June. We have something called Kwanzaa, even at Christmas time for black people. And I was thinking one day, we're losing that appreciation for white Americans, because if there were no white folks, there would be no America. And we would all be stuck somewhere else. And so whenever they mention white history, it's in such a negative way, right? And it shows a lack of appreciation. And then white people are afraid to speak up for fear of being called racist. And so I thought, you know, we gotta show appreciation because we're losing America. And so I picked July, because uh-huh. July just feel white. You know? It's like in the air, it's everywhere.
With all that heat, it feels white.
It just feels white. You can feel it in your bones.
I gotta get out of here.
And so it's, you know, like it's the 4th of July, yeah. Celebration, appreciation of the country, mm-hmm. It's vacation time, a time to reflect. It's just white. And so I thought we'll do July as White History Month.
Well, you went to school.
In Alabama?
Isn't that what you, no. All you saw was white history. That's all they've been doing.
No, I did not see white history. I saw what? American history.
You didn't see George Washington?
I didn't.
Were there any black presidents back then?
No.
Were there any black senators back then?
But it didn't matter.
Were there anybody?
Because like now it doesn't matter. It's the content of the person, character, not their color. That's what Martin Luther King talked about.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color the person is. Mm-hmm. It's matter the type of person it is. You want a good person running
the country.
Well,
I agree with that.
Yeah, so
I agree with that.
So in my days, they didn't teach us all that mess. They taught us to appreciate the country, that we, you know, it's the greatest country on this side of heaven. They're good or bad at all races, all cultures. And we weren't taught all this until the Civil Rights Movement started. That's when all that.
Where did you go to school?
Down in Alabama. And I grew up on a plantation under the Jim Crow laws. Mm-hmm. I couldn't drink at white people fountains. I had to drink at the colors. But yet, we had love in our hearts for people and not hate.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's how it should be.
And so, will you now celebrate White History Month with me, now that you know what it's about?
Any human being, I would. Any righteous human being who's doing right. Yes.
So you do celebrate White History Month?
I already answered that, yes.
Oh, okay. That's really nice, man.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Mm-hmm. You said that there's no such thing as race.
Mm-hmm.
And where's your proof of that? What do you mean by that?
My proof of that?
Yes.
What is race?
The human beings.
Okay, so.
So what's being. Your proof that there's no such thing as race?
I didn't come up with it. I copied it when I heard it, and I looked and studied about it. And I said, that makes sense, because everyone comes, and the scientists have shown this now. Majority of scientists will tell you that everyone came from Africa. And the only reason we are different colors is because of environment. So there's only one race, and that is a human race.
And
there's
so,
not different
people.
Oh, I
see what you're saying.
Yeah, yes.
So you're saying that since the black man was the first man on earth, mm-hmm. everybody else came from them. Mm-hmm. So everybody is black in reality, and so there's only one race, and that's the human race.
The human race.
Who happened to be black.
Exactly.
And so do you believe in racism?
Of course, it's white racism and black racism.
But if there's no such thing as race, if no such thing as race, how can there be racism?
You're playing with words now.
You are?
You're playing with words.
How am I playing with words? That's a good question, man.
And we are getting away from what I thought I was coming here for, and that was to talk about black history.
But this is about that.
You're getting me into politics. You're getting me into those different things.
But this came from you. You said there's no such thing.
There's no such thing as race.
As race.
That's right.
But yet you believe racism exists. I'm confused by that.
Okay, well, let's say prejudice exists.
But not racism?
Prejudice exists.
Right, but not racism?
Prejudice exists.
Okay, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But not racism.
I call it prejudice, okay. Which is the same thing as racism, is it?
No.
Is it not? Well, what's your definition?
Define prejudice for me. Maybe I don't know what you mean.
I want you to define.
No, you're the
so
professor. You're the expert.
Go ahead.
Define.
I asked you.
Define
you can go.
Prejudice.
It's your show. You go first.
I know that racism does not exist and has never existed, and that it's a made-up lie by the children of the lie in order to divide and conquer.
Okay.
So I know that.
You sold me on that last part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you believe the last part, you got to believe the first part of it too.
Okay, well, you're teaching me.
Do you believe that?
You're teaching me.
Do you accept that?
I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, it's food for thought, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you don't believe that there's no such thing as race, why do you believe that there's racism?
Why are you asking me all of these questions of that nature when I'm not here for that?
Because this is what you write and talk about.
I write about what?
Define prejudice for me.
Where do I write that?
You've written and mentioned this in other things.
Where?
Trying to look you. I don't have it with me.
You show me in this.
I didn't read that, but.
I know.
So let me ask.
Therefore, you couldn't ask me that question.
Define prejudice. You said you believe prejudice exists. Define that. What do you mean by that?
I'm prejudiced against foods I don't like. I'm prejudiced against the wonderful atmosphere in Los Angeles. So I'm prejudiced against
that. Are you prejudiced against other people?
Why would I be?
No, I'm asking you.
Why would I be? Are you?
So when you say racism doesn't
exist. Because you're dark-skinned, did you make fun of light-skinned kids when you were younger?
Did I?
Of course you did.
I may have, I just don't remember right now.
Because you didn't know any better.
You don't mean that there's prejudice against human beings. You mean that there's prejudice against the atmosphere, but not against human beings. That's what you mean by prejudice?
Haven't thought about it.
So you're not communicating very well right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're a professor, you're an expert, and you're not communicating. Mm-hmm. So you said racism doesn't exist, but prejudice does. But not human beings are not that way with each other?
Of course they are.
They are. Define it for me.
Why? I'm not here for that.
But, okay, so you don't want to answer that either?
No.
Amazing. As a historian, is there anything in the past 60 years that the majority of black people have stood behind and is good? In the past 60 years or so, have you ever heard or seen anything that majority of black people, any person that was a good person, or anything that they have built or done that's good, and most black people were for it?
Well, I mean, the number one person comes to mind, of course, is, of course, Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King?
Of course.
Within the last 60 years, anyone other than him?
Medgar Evers.
Most black people didn't even know Medgar Evers, so they didn't say about him. But I'm just trying to come up with something because I've been asking this for the last 28 years,
mm-hmm.
and no one can name one neighborhood, one city, one state, one community where, or one politician, mm-hmm. or one preacher, where black people have supported their majority of blacks, and it was good.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that, because we don't come together like that. We're so, we're into different things. So many different things, we're not united into one thing. And that's how they want to keep us. You know?
And when you say they,
divide and conquer. Now, we have the system.
The system?
The system.
Meaning that the blacks and the whites who are controlling the system?
Meaning that you got me again onto that political talk.
Amazing. So you can't
Shame
name
you.
Anything either. No city,
Shame
no state, no anything, right?
No.
But if they the first on earth, wouldn't they be smart? We should have some type of proof.
Proof of what?
That they are smart enough to do something good or support someone that's good over the last 60 to 70 years. One of them, somebody would have done something.
If things are done every day but to suppress, you know? It's, come on. Things, they're young children, black and white, who have probably come up with things that are good, that are intelligent.
But we just don't know about it?
Yes.
But then it doesn't exist then.
Well, you don't know about it,
it doesn't
exist.
I noticed that with black people, the smart ones you were talking about, they can't even get into the average college because they're not smart enough. They need affirmative action. I did a story recently where black people could not pass the air traffic control test. So Jesse Jackson organization, according to the story, and the black air traffic control union or something like that, they got together and got with the air traffic controllers and decided that they were going to let black people cheat on the air traffic controller test and then hold back the whites and Asian and other who were smarter and more qualified because blacks were not smart enough to pass the test. And so now when you fly back home, there's a possibility you're going to be on a plane that's a black pilot.
I don't like to fly.
So what? You don't fly?
I don't like to fly.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays. Because
this guy, where'd you get him from? This guy.
Because that
I like your humor. Your humor's good.
Can you see coming in for a landing down in front?
Oh, here we go. Everybody here is laughing. It's ridiculous.
Can you see coming in for a landing and you have this black air traffic controller, the pilot like air traffic control about to land. Which landing?
He didn't even get to the joke yet. It's funny.
Like, which landing?
Oh, goodness.
Land, should I come in on number one or number two?
Is this going to be aired in Harvard or Princeton, you think?
All over the world.
Oh, Lord. I was born at night, but not last night. Okay.
And so the air traffic controller said, Mr. Pilot, come in on landing row one, and then he get ready to land.
Right.
And then he'll have another plane landing. Mm-hmm. And like, no. Air traffic controller, that's the wrong one. And this is black person that didn't pass the test. Oh, Lord, that was a mistake. I ain't mean to tell you land. Go on two.
Call the Panthers. Take care of him.
Wouldn't that be a mess? So if black people are so smart, why do they need affirmative action?
It's a white cup. Why didn't you give me a black cup?
Oh, next time I will.
Okay.
Why do they need affirmative action if they're so smart and they're the first on earth? They are
I don't know. I can't answer any of those questions because I'm not into that area. I don't want to seem ignorant. So if I can't give you an intelligent answer, I'll have to pass.
Amazing. So we're coming to the end here.
Mm-hmm.
Before you studied history, I read that you worked with Muhammad Ali.
Finally, we get to something good. Yes. Yes, I did.
And you helped him with his nutrition in his last several...
7 years.
Fights.
A fight.
I saw a video of that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
What was your impression of Muhammad Ali?
One of the greatest human beings I've ever met. Even though he didn't go far in his studies, and his language, use of language was not professorial type, some of his thoughts were phenomenal.
Were you disappointed that he built his career in America, and when it was time to fight for America, he cowardly backed out? Were you embarrassed when he became a coward like that? He didn't show his appreciation to the, he went and joined Islam religion to avoid fighting for the country that made him wealthy.
He was a coward?
Yes. Were you embarrassed by that? Did you ever ask him about that?
How was he a coward?
Because he wouldn't go fight for the country that made him free and gave him the ability to become wealthy.
Tell me that's not political.
No, this is about Muhammad Ali.
I know it is.
Were you embarrassed about that, knowing that he was cowardly?
He was a coward. I don't think he was ever a coward.
You were not?
Of course not.
Two quick questions.
He fought for rights. He fought for rights for people to go to fight or people who didn't want to fight.
Girly way out. Well, I'm not going to go fight, but I'm going to fight for your rights. That's not manly. Come on.
He said, he made a little poem. He says, why should the black man go fight the yellow man to help the white man hold on to what he stole from the red man?
A coward. And plus, according to you, there are no white people. They're all black.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Two quick, short answers.
Go ahead.
Number one, what is a man?
What is a man?
What is a man?
That could take a while to get into. But in which category are you asking?
Not a
that?
Male. We know what a male is with the body parts. But what is a man?
What is a man? Okay, I'll just go with the regular part. One, a person who grows up and takes care of his family and is a positive image for others, won't take too much. And if he has to, he'll fight for what he believes in.
So Muhammad Ali wasn't a man. He didn't fight for his country.
Oh, here we go.
Number two. Number two, do you have love?
He wasn't a man?
No. I write about him in my book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Uh-huh. Muhammad Ali was disgusting. But we don't have time to get into that. That's political. That's politics. Uh-huh. But let me ask you this.
Why do white folks and Indian folks and people, even people in Vietnam, in the rice paddies, love this man?
They don't now wait until they read about the real Muhammad Ali. They just liked it because he was a boxer, not because they didn't know about his lack of character.
His lack of character? What was that?
He was a coward.
In what way was he a coward?
And he also pushed racism.
He pushed white folks
for everything.
Well,
and a lot more in my book about him, but let me ask you this. Do you have love?
Do I have love?
Yes.
Right there.
And what is love?
It's my daughter. That's love.
So what is love?
Tell me.
You don't know what love is?
Of course I do.
What is love?
I love to love love.
What?
I love to love love.
You love to
love? I hate to hate hate.
Oh. My final question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fun?
To have fun when?
Right now.
Right here?
Yes.
I loved it. I love a contagonist.
You had fun?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for coming.
How much you pay me for this?
Nothing. Thank you for tuning in, folks. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to follow, tweet, subscribe, respond. What do you call? Comment, and Patreon, and all the good stuff we have to sell online. All right. Let me hear from you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you again for coming.
Season finale of The Fallen State.
And so how did you get into this? You walking down the road, you didn't grow up thinking one day I want to be in a reality show, right?
I literally got into this walking down the road.
Really?
I can tell you like it was yesterday. I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard. I'm straight from upstate New York. Walking down the street and this guy approaches me and he goes, I'm casting for a reality show. You'd be perfect for it. Oh no, get away from me. I thought he was trying to pick up on me. He was like, trust me. Give me your information.
Really?
You're going to be a star.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here and tell everybody and their mama about the show.